Saint Stephen, the proto-martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today's Mass text, by the way, is taken from December 30th. It's the first Friday Mass during the Christmas octave, beginning with the introit, "A child is born to us, puer natus est." In the Gospel of today's Mass, we read again, "Transiamus usque ad Bethlehem." Let us pass, or let us go on to Bethlehem. And our thoughts are still dwelling on the Christmas scene. Did you ever notice that everyone that came to Bethlehem on that first Christmas night or during the first days of after our Lord's birth, everyone had a gift for the birthday boy, for our blessed Lord, God become an infant. Our Lady, of course, provided flesh for God. Saint Joseph provided the stable, a place with at least some bit of shelter. Even the shepherds, they came, they were keeping the night watch with the flocks, they came, and it says in the liturgical year that they brought him gifts of cheese and butter, things like that, simple gifts from simple people. And then the kings came sometime later with, of course, bearing their gifts from afar, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Even the animals, the ox and the ass, that Christmas night provided for him what they could. It says in many places that they warmed him. Our Lord was born at midnight in piercing cold, it says. And yet, with their breath, they warmed the little infant lying in the manger. But every year, it seems that we come again to Bethlehem during the Christmas season empty-handed. We don't have anything for our Lord. We had all during Advent, we went to all these different parties and hands filled with gifts. We'd never go to a party without gifts. But to Bethlehem, we usually do come empty-handed. But during this Christmas season, remember, it's not a time to beat yourselves up about everything that goes on and all of your faults. It's a season really of true Christian joy and true Christian hope. After all, God, the Word, descended from heaven, took on the flesh of our human nature in order to die on a cross for us, to redeem us. Truly, it's a season of hope. And Saint Therese, she always said that she would go to meet her Savior on her judgment day with empty hands. That was what she said, because whenever she thought of the scripture, quote, that our Lord would judge every man according to his own work, she always said that. Well, I'll go and our Lord will be embarrassed to look at me all empty-handed. But then she said she didn't fear because our Lord would supply by His own works. And that's a beautiful thought. What gifts, first of all, before I touch upon that quote of Saint Therese, what gift should we bring our Lord this Christmas season? It extends, remember, it's not just a one-day thing, Christmas. It extends all the way until the Feast of Our Lady's Purification, February 2nd. So the gift that we should bring is the gift of our sin. Not that our sins are pleasing to God, but we give them. There's a beautiful story. You've probably been told this one many times. Saint Jerome, he lived around Bethlehem. And it says, I found a beautiful story in the book that I have, a book of meditations. Saint Jerome said, "Whenever I look at the spot where my Savior was born, I begin a fond conversation with him. Oh my Jesus, I say, what a hard bed you have there in the manger, all for the sake of my salvation. How shall I ever repay you for it? Then it seems to me as if the babe answers, I ask nothing but that you sing glory to God on high. Then I go on, but beloved mine, I must give you something. I will give you all my money. But he replies, all heaven is mine and the earth. I have no need of nothing, of anything. Give it to the poor, and I will take it as given to me." But I continue, gladly will I do that, but I just must give you something too, or I shall die of grief. And the babe answers, if you are so generous, then I will tell you what you shall give me. Give me your sins, give me your bad conscience, and your damnation. I say, what do you mean to do with that? And the babe says, I want to take it upon my shoulders, for that is my glory and my boast, that I would take upon myself your sins and do away with them. And then Jerome goes on to say, then, old man that I am, I burst into tears and say, O little child, dear little child, how you've touched my heart. Take what is mine, give me what is yours. Then I shall be rid of my sins and sure of my eternal salvation. That is the first sin, the gift that our Lord asks of us this Christmas, to give our sins up to him. He'll burn them on the altar of sacrifice so that they are no longer. But then the second thing, and I end with this thought, a good way to make up for all of your past sins that weighs down upon all of us and sometimes discourages us very much, the thought of our sins, is that second part of St. Teresa's quote, that our Lord will give to us according to his works. What does that mean? Well, for many years, the different saints have had a very special devotion, and that is to offer up our Lord's actions to the Heavenly Father in reparation for our sins. Because think of it, when God became man, well, then every action that our Lord ever performed, whether it be to cry, to shed a single tear, whether it be to give a single sigh, whether it be to suffer or to work or to play, whatever it was that our Lord did took on an infinite value. One single act was enough to redeem the world 1,000 times over when you think of it. And so, because of these acts became so infinite in merit, then we can offer them to our Heavenly Father to make up for our sins of pride. For our pride, we can offer up to God the Father his humility. For our attachment to the goods of this world, we can offer up the little infant's poverty. He was born in a stable and died on a cross and buried in someone else's tomb. This is what we can do this Christmas. So keep your hopes centered around the little infant lying in a manger. Give him your sins and offer up his merits to your Heavenly Father. This is the Christmas gift that our Lord wants from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.